when you look at his regular season record, 212-97-40, so 212 wins, he's the fifth most winning coach in regular season play in Leafs history. And I mean, he's in good company. Punch Imlach, Hap Day, Dick Irvin, Pat Quinn. These are coaches, some of whom are in the Hall of Fame. So you can't argue that Sheldon Keefe will go down as one of the greatest coaches in Toronto Maple Leafs history, the most storied franchise in the National Hockey League. The blemish is the playoff record. He's not alone. There's a whole bunch of coaches before him who have had trouble in the playoffs, or else the Leafs would have won a cup after 1967. It's a tough place to play. It's a tough place to coach. And it's always been that way. But now with the internet and, you know, podcasts, TV, radio, newspaper, bloggers, there is so much scrutiny of that franchise. And inevitably, when a team goes down early in the playoffs and there isn't success in the postseason, the scapegoat, the first scapegoat, is usually the head coach. And that's what's happened here.